This then raises the issue of what do we understand, or why do we focus so much on spasticity? And until fairly recently, and I still think it happens, that most people believe that spasticity is one of the main reasons why people do not recover motor control after a stroke. And there is also the view that, and there is evidence, that spasticity also leads to certain complications that are troublesome to a patient. But when I started the research, and even now when I occasionally hear people speak, I think more often than occasionally hear people speak, they tell me about how spasticity inhibits recovery. And I think that is a misconception out there. But that was what the driver for a lot of what spasticity research came from. So as I go back into the talk, I'd like to focus